Radio.
I'm going to start by asking you a question. Do you know the date of your baptism? I won't ask for a show of hands, but if you don't have any idea, please, when you go home today, look it up or ask me if you're baptized here. For a long time, I had no idea of the answer to that question. And in fact, it was only when I went to seminary and started learning more about the importance of baptism that I actually looked it up. And it's this week, in fact, the 22nd of February. But why is baptism a big deal? Why is it important? Well, to understand the answer to that question, we have to understand that the grace of baptism is something that we all need. It's necessary. Because we're born into this world not in a state of grace, not in a state of friendship with God, but in the state of original sin. This is the whole reason for what St. Peter says in the second reading. He says, Christ himself, innocent though he was, died once for sins, died for the guilty to lead us to God. Jesus Christ is our Saviour and came to die for us because of our sins. He came to save us because our first parents had turned against God. And their wounded relationship with God was passed down to each one of us. It's through the water of baptism, through that water that was poured on our head as a child or maybe when we were adults, that salvation that Jesus Christ won for us was applied to our souls. And at that moment, our relationship to God was made right again. God came to dwell within us. God made us his adopted children so that we could call him our Father, as we do at every Mass. And as St. Peter says, the waters of the flood that we heard about in the book of Genesis, the flood that destroyed the creation, everything but Noah and his ark. That water is a type or a foreshadowing of the water of baptism, the water which destroys the stain of sin from our souls, that washes us clean, including our original sin. So baptism is an amazing gift. It's a wonderful thing by which we become the dwelling places, the temples of God. But baptism doesn't mean we don't have to do anything else. Baptism doesn't mean we don't have to struggle. We have to live out of our baptism. We have to learn to walk in the ways and the paths of God. We have to learn to grow in the virtues and grow in our understanding of what the church teaches. The psalmist today says, Lord, make me know your ways. Teach me your paths. He says that the Lord shows the path to those who stray and that he guides the humble in the right path. And that's the Christian life. It's finding our way, finding the way marked out for us by Jesus Christ, marked out for all his disciples. And that's what we're trying to do during Lent. We're trying to walk in that way, ever more perfectly. We're trying to draw closer to the Lord, grow in our relationship with him. But whenever a Christian tries to do that, whenever a Christian tries to grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ, they have to face an enemy, the enemy that Jesus himself faced in the gospel. And that's the tempter himself, Satan or the devil, whatever name you want to give him. He's the enemy to all human progress. He's the enemy to our relationship with God. And so if we want to walk in the way of Christ, if we want to be his disciple, we have to be ready for a fight. We have to be prepared for a spiritual battle. And as part of that preparation, it's good to think about what takes place in our gospel today, which is the temptation of Christ. Now, other gospel accounts go into it in more detail, But here we just know that he's tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. So what can we say about temptation? Well, one, it's important to know that the devil knows our weaknesses. Thankfully, he can't read our minds, but he's much more intelligent than we are because he's an angel. He knows exactly where and how and when to tempt us. And I wonder if you've ever found yourselves very frustrated sometimes when you've fallen into a particular sin, perhaps especially if it's a sin you seem to fall into again and again. We end up asking ourselves, how on earth did I fall into that sin again? How on earth did I make that mistake again? It's because the devil is clever. The devil knows how to hit us and where and when. But it's worth noticing that we cannot be forced to sin. If we're forced, completely compelled, it's not a sin. Sin needs free will. And we're always given the grace by God necessary to resist temptation, any particular temptation. That's God's guarantee to us. He promises that no trial will be too much for us. But we can't rely on ourselves. Because if we rely on ourselves, then we will lose. The enemy is stronger than we are, but he's not stronger than God. So we need to be radically dependent on God and his grace to conquer. Another thing to note down, the devil always tempts with an apparent good. With an apparent good. If we think back to the story of the original sin in the book of Genesis, we know that they're tempted to eat a fruit from the tree that God has said they must not eat from. And we know, in fact, from the text that it says that the fruit looked good to eat. In other words, the sin was really attractive. The sin was juicy and delicious looking. And yet, that was just the surface. Behind that, we know, was the sin of disobedience. Behind that was the sin of not trusting in God. God is not to be obeyed. And here lies, I think, the crux of the matter, the most important thing for us to remember, that the devil, Satan, is the father of lies. And he seeks to sow those lies deep into our hearts, deep into our minds, so that we believe things about ourselves that aren't true. He uses the wounds and traumas in our life to hit us with, like a stick that he beats us with. But the most fundamental of those lies is a lie about who we are, because it strikes at the heart of our identity through baptism. So who are we? Well, we are, through baptism, God's child. We are brothers or sisters of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit lives within us, and God loves us. That's who we are in virtue of that great gift. That's the heart of our identity. We are beloved children of God. So don't listen to the devil's lies. Remember the truth. You are God's child.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate.